Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Spiritual Discourse. Title is Sage Upamanyu, the Exalted Devotee of Lord Shiva, presented by Karthik Ramachandran Sheshadri. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Kandi Maharshi completes his stuti to Mahadeva. Iti tandis tapo rashis tushta vesha namatmana jagau cha paramam brahma yatpura loka krit jagau. And then with his vast heap of penances, 10,000 years of penance, Kandi Maharshi praised Ishana. And he sang the glory of that supreme reality, paramam brahma. That's how Upamanyu Maharshi says, he sang the glory of that supreme reality, which was even sung by the maintainers of the universe like Brahma, Vishnu and Indra. And then Upamanyu Ruvacha, evam stuto mahadeva standina brahmavadina uvacha bhagavan deva umaya sahitak prabhu. As umasahayam parameshwaram prabhum. Kailasa Shikara Abhasa Himavad Giri Kanyakaha Ambika Pataye Umapataye Pashupataye Namo Namaha Sagasvasram Bikaya. The Vedas describe Namak Somaya Cha Rudraya Cha Namak Tamraya Cha Runaya Cha. Parashakti is eternally with Paramashiva. She is always residing in the left half of Paramashiva and sitting on the left lap of Paramashiva. Here also when Kandi Maharshi completes his stuti, Mahadeva appears along with his spouse, Deva Umaya Sahitaha Prabhu. The supreme reality comes along with Parashakti to give boons to Kandi Maharshi. And then after having the glance, after having that glimpse of Mahadeva along with Parashakti, along with the Shiva Ganas, Kandi Maharshi says, again he repeats the same verse that he started with. He says, Brahma Shatakratur Vishnur Vishve Deva Maharshayaha Na Vidustvamiti Tatastushtak Provacha Tam Shivaha. Even Brahma Shatakratu is Indra, Vishnu. Even Brahma, Indra, Vishnu, Vishve Devas, the great rishis can never understand you, O Mahadeva. They cannot know you. And then Mahadeva starts off by saying, Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. So he says, Bhagavan is referring to Mahadeva. We have seen that 45 times the Vedas actually refer the word Bhagavan for Lord Shiva. No one is actually glorified as Bhagavan apart from Mahadeva in the Vedas and Upanishads. So we can see, I had mentioned before in the previous class about Narayana describing who is actually a Bhagavata in Narada Purana. So let's see that, to see what is the definition of actually Bhagavata. Markandeya Uvacha, Narada Puranam, Purvardha, 4th chapter, 48th verse. Markandeya asks to Narayana, Kim Lakshana Bhagavata Jayante Kena Karmana Etat Ichamyaham Shrotum Kautu hala paroyataha. What is the characteristic of a Bhagavata? Oh, Vishnu. And then Vishnu goes on to say, he describes and then he finally says, Yecha Vedartha Bhaktaraste Vai Bhagavatottamaha Shiva Priya Shiva Sakta Shiva Padarchane Rataha Tripundra Dharino Yecha Te Vai Bhagavatottamaha. Who is a Bhagavata Uttama? Actually one to whom God Shiva is very dear to. The one who is liked by Mahadeva. And who is actually devoted to Lord Shiva. Who revels in the worshipping the feet of Mahadeva. Shiva Padarchanena. Dhyatam Nittamaharnisham Niyamitak Pranaihi Nashamboh Padam. Told by Bhartrihari in his Vairagya Shatakam, 6th verse. He says, Dhyatam Nittam, our mind is fully focused on money and other things, but it is not focusing on the feet of Mahadeva. Nashambok Padam, I just remembered that. So Shiva Padarchane, Narayana continues, Shiva Padarchane Rataha, the one who is worshipping the feet of Mahadeva is actually a Bhagavata Uttama. Tripundra Dharino, the one who wears the three lines, Tripundra mark on the forehead, is actually a Bhagavata. வியாஹரந்தி ச நாமானி ஹரே ஷம்போர் மகாத்மனஹ ருத்ராக்ஷா ருத்ராக்ஷா லங்கிருதாயே ச தேவை பாகவதோத்தமாஹ. த ஒன் ஹூ வேர்ஸ் த ருத்ராக்ஷா அண்ட் த ஒன் ஹூ சாண்ட்ஸ் த நேம் ஆஃப் மகாதேவா ஹரா சிவா இஸ் ஆக்சுவலி அ பாகவத உத்தமா. ஏ யஜந்தி மகாதேவம் கிரதுபிர் பகுதக்ஷிணைஹி. த ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் ஆக்சுவலி வர்ஷிப்பிங் யூனோ the yajñas, the one who is actually pouring the sacrificial libations into the yajñas, thinking of Mahadeva, because he is the king of sacrifices. We know what happened to Daksha Yajñam, right? Brahma, Vishnu, Saraswati, Lakshmi were invited, but Mahadeva and Parashakti weren't invited. And what happened to the Daksha Yajñam? It was not completed. It did not attain completion. Veerabhadra destroyed it. And then Mahadeva came and then he blessed Daksha again with the head of a goat and then he made the sacrifice to get completed. Because Mahadeva is the king of sacrifices. So here Narayana says, actually one who worships Mahadeva as the king of sacrifices is actually a Bhagavata Uttama. And then Shivagni Karya Nirata Panchakshara Japerataha Shiva Jnana Rata Yecha Tevai Bhagavatottamaha. 73rd verse. So verses are from 68 to 73, just to let you know if you want to refer. So like he says Panchaksharam, the one who recites the Panchakshara, Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya, in honor of Mahadeva. And then he is engaged in contemplating Smaranam, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam is told by here Vishnu himself in Narada Puranam. Contemplating, one who is engaged in contemplating Mahadeva is actually a Bhagavata. And then he ends by saying, even I cannot describe the glory of actually Bhagavata. Vishnu says this. Vishnu says this to Markandeya, even I cannot describe the glory of actually a Bhagavata Uttama. And then he highlights some important things. So that's why Bhagavan is actually Mahadeva, Bhagavati is Parashakti, Bhagavata is Brahma, Vishnu. Those kind of people are like devatas are like Bhagavatas, and a person who is devoted to Mahadeva is Bhagavata, told by Vishnu himself. So just want to highlight that. And here also, if you see, when Thandi Maharshi asks a boon and then Mahadeva, no, he has not yet asked the boon. Mahadeva appears in front of him and Thandi Maharshi glorifies that even Brahma, Vishnu cannot understand you. And then here Vyasa Maharshi says, Vyasa Maharshi puts Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. He doesn't say Shankara Uvacha, Neelakanta Uvacha, Mahadeva Uvacha. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Shri is Ambika, Parashakti, Shriyam Lakshmi, Aubalam, Ambikam. Shri Lakshmi are the names of Ambika, Parashakti, Ayushya Suktam of the Vedas say. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Mahadeva talks to Thandi Maharshi. அக்ஷயச்சாவ்யயச்சைவ பவிதா துக்கவர்ஜிதஹ யஷஸ்வி தேஜஸா யுக்தோ திவ்ய ஜ்ஞான சமன்விதஹ ஓ தண்டி யூ வில் பி எட்டர்னல் யூ வில் பி இன்டிஸ்ட்ரக்டபிள் யூ வில் ஃப்ரீ யூ வில் பி ஃப்ரீட் ஃப்ரம் ஆல் சார்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் சாரோஸ் யூ வில் அட்டைன் கிரேட் ஃபேம் அண்ட் யூ வில் பி என்ட்யூட் வித் கிரேட் எனர்ஜி அண்ட் You will always be endued with the spiritual knowledge. What is the highest spiritual knowledge? Surrender to Mahadeva. So you will be endued with that. You will always adore me. And all the rishis will surrender to you, asking for Shiva Diksha. And also, your son will become the author of the sutras by my grace. He says, the Thandi Maharshi's son, your son, O Thandi, you will become the author of the sutras. And then he asks, he gives these boons and then he says, what do you want, O my dear child? He already gives these boons and then what do you want? Rishinam abhigamyascha sutrakarta sutastava mat prasadat dvijashreshta bhavishyati na samshayaha kamva kamam dadam yadya bruhi yadvatsa kankshase pranjalitsa உவாச்சேதம் த்வயி பக்திர் திருடாஸ்துமே. See the interesting reply of Thandi Maharshi. Very beautiful. Every Mahadeva Bhakta, every Shiva Bhakta asks only for this thing. Pranjali, folding his hands, Thandi Maharshi folding his hands, he says, உவாச்சேதம் த்வயி பக்திர் திருடாஸ்துமே. Let my devotion to you be steady, O Mahadeva. That's all I want from you. There is nothing I want from you. த்வயி பக்திர் திருடாஸ்துமே. Dridam means steady. What should be steady? Bhakti. Bhakti to whom? To you. So bhakti to you should be steady. That's all I want, O Mahadeva. Nothing else. The same thing is told by Upamanyu Maharshi when he has the vision of Mahadeva. Nandishvara says the same thing. Varaha Puranam 213th chapter, 52nd verse, if I'm not wrong. So he says, I just need only devotion to you. If I have to get a boon from you, give me that boon where I will worship only you and not anything else. I should worship only you. What kind of a boon? See, we will ask for materialistic things, but Nandishvara asks, I should worship only you and not anyone else. Shiva Eko Gyayaha. Atharvashika, last Upanishad of the last Veda, as it says, I should worship only you. Upamanyu Maharshi says the same thing. I am not interested in the positions of Brahma, Vishnu and Indra. Nandishvara says, Upamanyu Maharshi says the same thing. Let me worship only you. Andhakasura, he says, I am not Brahmam cha Vaishnavam Aindram. I am not interested in the positions of Brahma, Vishnu and Indra. Let me serve you eternally in Parakailasha, O Mahadeva. That's all I want. Is also present in the Skanda Mahapurana. 5th Nagarakandam, 1st section, 38th chapter, 28th verse. And this Upamanyu Maharshi also says at one place where he is not interested in the positions of the Devatas like Brahma, Vishnu and Indra. And here also Tandi Maharshi says, Tvayi Bhaktir Dhridastume, let my devotion to you be steady. I don't want anything else. And then Upamanyu Ruvacha, Upamanyu recites this to Krishna. Etan Dattva Varan Devo Vandyamana Surarshivihi Stuya Manascha Vibudais Tatraivantar Adiyata Antarhite Bhagavati Sanuge Yadaveshvara Rishirash Rishir Ashramam Agamya Mamaitat Prokta Vaniha. And then Mahadeva grants, says, Tatastu, O Tandi. O Tandi, Maharshi, I'll give you these boons. Let your bhakti to me be dhrida, be steady. And then he disappears along with Parashakti and all the Shivaganas. And then he says, he addresses Krishna, Yadaveshwara, O the Lord, O the foremost of Yadavas, Krishna, that after that incident, Tandi Maharshi came to my asylum. He came to my hermitage and recited all the things that happened. And then here comes the main point. So Upamanyu Maharshi says, Yani cha pratitanyadau tandi rakya tavan mama namani manava shreshta tanitvam shrinu siddhaye Dashanama Sagasrani Deveshvaha Pitamaha Sarvasya Shastreshu Tata Dashanama Shatani cha Uhyani Mani Namani Tandir Bhagavatochuta Deva Prasada Deveshah Purapraha Mahatmane. And then Tandi Maharshi, after coming to the hermitage of Upamanyu, he prostrates to Upamanyu Maharshi, and then Upamanyu Maharshi says, please hear this most celebrated names of Lord Shiva for attaining spiritual success. Even the grandsire, even the Brahma had recited this once. So he says, Dasha Nama Sagasrani, 10,000 names that apply to Mahadeva. But due to the Kali Pravaham, whatever is available to us is 1,000. So in the scriptures, 1,000 names occur of that illustrious deity, Mahadeva's 1,000 names. Actually, the one that was recited by Brahma, the grandsire, was 10,000, but now we have 1,000 that is available in the scriptures. And these names are not known to all, O dear Tandi. And then it was uttered by Brahma, adoring the supreme reality, Mahadeva, in days of yore. And then after that, in the next chapter, so we have covered the 16th chapter of the Anushasana Parvam. 17th chapter talks about Shiva Sahasranama. So before the Shiva Sahasranama, there is actually a glorification of the Shiva Sahasranama. Very beautiful glorification. What all it is, by chanting that, Upamanyu Maharshi says that is the Veda of the Vedas, that is the essence of the Vedas, essence of the Puranas, that is the highest of the highest, there is nothing that is equal to it, there is nothing that is greater than it, and anything can be achieved by chanting the Shiva Sahasranama. So those verses we'll be seeing. It has been 1 hour almost. So we'll be seeing how Upamani Maharshi glorifies the Shiva Sahasranama initially, and then we'll be seeing some selective names in the Shiva Sahasranama. Not all the names, because if I have to go through all the names, then it's going to take like 2 or 3 months. So we'll be seeing some selective names, and then we'll be continuing back the episode of Upamanyu Maharshi's conversation with Krishna. So I'll chant the Kshama Prarthana Mantra, and then we can take up some questions. Om Yadakshara Pada Prishtam Matrahinam Tigadbave Tatsarvam Shanyatam Deva Parameshwara Namostute Visarga Bindu Matrani Pada Pada Aksharani Cha Nyunani Cha Tiriktyani Kshamasva Parameshwara Aparada Sakasrani Rikante Harnishammaya Daso Yimiti Mammatva Kshamasva Parameshwara Anyata Sharanam Nasti Tvameva Sharanam Mama Tasmat Karnya Bhavena Raksha Raksha Parameshwari Anyata Sharanam Nasti Tvameva Sharanam Mama Tasmat Karnya Bhavena Raksha Raksha Parameshwari एतत्सर्वं श्री उमा महेश्वर परब्रह्मार्पणमस्तु ललिताम्बिके सांब शिवार्पणमस्तु श्रीमति गौरी समेत सांब शिवार्पणमस्तु करचरणकृतं वाक्कायजं कर्मजं वा श्रवणनयनजं वा मानसं वा अपराधं विहितं अविहितं वा सर्वं एतत् क्षमस्व जय जय करुणा अब्दे श्री महादेव शंभो माता च पार्वती देवी पिता देवो महेश्वर बन्धवा शिव भक्तांश्च स्वदेशो भुवनत्रयं सांब शिवाय नमः सांब शिवाय नमः सांब शिवाय नमः हर ओम तत्सत्।